This is such an exciting time of the year. The beginning of the year for me is when we get our herring eggs, and that's the end of March, sometimes first part of April. All the greens are starting to show up, and the sprouts and the seaweed. And so it's just a wonderful time of the year, and I hope it makes everybody happy to get outside. The dandelions are blooming, and there's so many things that you can go and harvest. It's a little bit late for some of the sprouts already, but there's still much out there you can harvest. And so there's, I could just name a bunch of, there's dandelion, spring beauty, chickweed, sea chickweed, cleavers, fireweed shoots, salmonberry sprouts, and spruce tips, and other evergreen kind of tips, fiddleheads, stinging nettle. Pretty soon we'll have beach asparagus and other, the spring violet, salmonberry flowers are edible, but you don't want to eat too many, otherwise you won't get the berries. But so anyway, I think wherever you go out, if you're going to get outdoors, you'll be able to see something, and it's changing so quickly. And I always love this time of the year. So plants can teach us a lot. Plants are in our indigenous culture, we believe that we're connected to the plants and animals, and that everything has a spirit and is interconnected. And so we can look at plants as our relatives and our family. And so when we look at things that way, we want to, it helps us when we think about how do we want to treat these, this area or these plants. So taking care of the plants, maybe we have to advocate for them. We take care of the area around the plants if it's needs to be cleaned up, or we talked about stewarding the land and just making sure that that the next 7 generations and beyond are able to be able to share some of the same foods and plants, actually all of the same foods and plants that we have now. But we're seeing that change because of the opposite of the extractive type industries, and maybe some disrespectful harvesting that we see in our communities going on now. So always just leaving a gift for the plants. Some people also leave a strand of hair, they might leave some tobacco, they might leave a gift as well, or again a song, or say thanks. But part of that is just being present in the moment and being aware of your surroundings and appreciative of everything that we have. We really have everything that we need in our communities of Southeast Alaska. We're so fortunate to have such abundance and diversity.
Is there any other books or resources that you might like to recommend to people if they don't have people in their lives that they can look to teach them these things?
Yeah, we have there's several books, and I think the one book that I really love is it's our Food is Our Tlingit Way of Life. It is was put out a while ago, and they had two different versions of it, and that one has interviews and from some of the elders in Southeast Alaska, and some recipes and the nutritional values of the foods and the plants. And it's a really I use that one a lot. I just came out with the a group of us with Northwest Indian Treatment Center and Garden Raised Urban Bounty, and Elise Crone came out with the Plant Teachings for Alaska, and that is out now. And it comes with a book and card set, and we've been doing some trainings around Southeast as well. I'd like the Pojar MacKinnon books, and but I would also like say that part of the another one of the bullet points on respectful harvesting is to harvest safely, and part of that is making sure that you identify a plant and you study it all year long during the seasons. You're going out with somebody that's knowledgeable, and not just only looking at books, but trying to do a little bit of each, not just online resources or books, but really that getting out with an expert is real crucial to staying safe and to proper identification. So if you do a little bit of all of those things, that's great. But if we're only relying on the internet or books, then that's where I think we can get ourselves into trouble, and we might be missing a lot of what the messages and the teachings are of each of these plants. As far as other resources, there's lots of those plant books out there. There's a few that are specifically for Southeast. If you're talking about seaweeds, Dolly Garza's books are, she's one of our experts and on seaweeds, and I love all of her book and information too. And I would like to acknowledge the Kiani Sisters, who are a group of women from around the state who developed the guidelines, which you can use. They've been using them in schools and universities. We've been handing them out to businesses, and we've been sharing them at all of these plant workshops and symposiums and with the different communities. And the women came from different areas around the state, so it was wonderful to hear from each of them. And also knowing that we have different plants and different cultures and backgrounds, came up with these kind of a generic list of things. And it's not an end-all list. It's just something to help people get started on their harvesting. And so I'd like to acknowledge the Kiani Sister Council members, who are Trixie Bennett from Ketchikan, Louise Brady from Sitka, Eva Burke from Nenana, Tia Holly from Soldotna, Gloria Simeon from Bethel, Disney Williams from Juneau, Ashley Dow from Ketchikan, and Colleen James from Juneau, and myself here from Ketchikan, Naomi Michelson.